Inflation on voters' minds. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections fast approaching, inflation is a leading issue among voters. Inflation recently reached its highest level in 40 years. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
For nearly 2 years, Democrats took a victory lap. First, they celebrated the $1.9 trillion COVID bill. Then Democrats touted passage of the climate tax and health package. But Republicans excoriated Democrats for the spending. Democrats have gone mum in battleground races, plugging the touchstones of their legislative agenda, especially the Inflation Reduction Act. Moderate Democrats who face competitive re-election bids avoid campaigning on spending. But liberal Democrats embrace those bills.
Republicans say the Inflation Reduction Act will make the inflation crisis even worse. Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CBS's Face the Nation that inflation is affecting people globally, not just in the U.S.
The European Union, the U.K., the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. The fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
Britain's former Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not try to return to his position. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing Sunday he will not run to lead the Conservative Party, ending intense speculation about his return following the resignation of his successor, Liz Truss. Johnson spent the weekend trying to gain support from fellow Tory lawmakers to clear a 100-member threshold to run, instead Bojo offering his support to former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak.
North and South Korea exchanging warning shots along the disputed Western Sea boundary. No fighting was reported. This comes after North Korea's recent missile tests. It will be the Houston Astros versus the Philadelphia Phillies in this year's World Series. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
WNBA star Brittany Griner's hearing is scheduled for this week in Russia. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the details.
Brittany Griner will appeal her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession in a Russian court this week. Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport back in February after police say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. Griner has argued she had no criminal intent, and her defense team has shown written statements that she's prescribed cannabis to treat pain. Last month, President Biden met with Griner's wife and agent, while Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has said the U.S. offered a, quote, substantial proposal to get Griner home. The hearing is scheduled for Tuesday.
Voters in some states will soon choose whether to close loopholes that allow forced prison labor. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Voters in 5 states, Alabama, Louisiana, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont, will confront those loopholes allowing forced labor by people convicted of certain crimes, a lasting imprint from slavery. None of the measures are binding, but they could lead to legal challenges related to how prison labor is still used. It's all part of a push to amend the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that banned enslavement or involuntary servitude, except as a form of criminal punishment. Nearly 20 states permit involuntary servitude as criminal punishment.
More than 1,000 students called in sick at a Virginia high school last week.
The students and some staff were suffering from flu-like symptoms and stomach pain. Affected were a full half of the 2,100 students enrolled at Stafford High School, just outside Fredericksburg, Virginia. And while the school remained open, all after-school activities and athletics were canceled. The state health department is helping to figure out the root causes of the outbreak.
That's Fox's Jane Fergus. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.